Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation here on WCLU on this Wednesday morning, and sponsored by The Hive. And I've been talking about my maple sea salt. It is really good. It's good to have Jenny Payne and Heather Harper in the studio as well. And one of you have a hot drink. Jenny, I think you had a hot drink. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've got an ice drink.
I do have an ice drink.
It's appropriate for today because it's nice outside.
It's warm. We got a heat wave.
We do, indeed. Appreciate you ladies joining me this morning. We had a special event on Saturday in which River Lake Church teamed up with Nana's Nest and had a part of an effort to help families.
Correct.
And that's a good summary, I guess, right, Heather?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Let Hope In. That's the initiative.
Correct.
That River Lake does each year around this time. We look for different ways to help people.
Yep.
But this was a little bit special, and Nana's Nest helped a whole lot with that. Jenny, I want to talk with you first in relation to Nana's Nest.
Okay.
That's a nonprofit that's dear to your heart this morning, right?
It is, yes.
And every morning.
Every morning for a long time, yes.
Give us a little information about what Nana's Nest is. There may be someone listening that doesn't know about it, and we want to be sure they do know about it.
We serve children who are not living with their biological children, their biological parents, I'm sorry. So children that are in foster care, in the custody of grandparents, aunts, uncles, other relatives. Maybe it's their babysitter or their teacher that has custody. They can come and they can get clothes, toiletries, toys, bedding. Sometimes we have beds. We usually have cribs, high chairs, diapers. Pretty much if a kid needs it, we accept it and have it available.
And there are a lot of families in Barron County that have those needs, right?
Yes, I was surprised by the number of family members that have custody of children. We serve as many of those as we do foster parents.
And there are a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren.
Yes.
Too. And I suppose they benefit from Nana's Nest also. Is that right?
They do. And a lot of times they don't get any type of child support, per diem, stipend, and they're on a fixed income and they make too much money for any help, but not enough money to really be raising 3, 4, sometimes 6 grandchildren.
Wow. And it's a little mind-boggling to think that is the case, but we greatly appreciate them for stepping into that role.
Absolutely.
But they need a little help occasionally.
They do.
And that's where you come in, right?
Right.
How many years have you been working with Nana's Nest?
We officially started it 4 years ago, but I did it for about a year unofficially without being a nonprofit, out of my garage, my attic, wherever I could shove a box or a pack and play.
Right. I understand. Heather, River Lake has helped Nana's Nest before in regards to her ministry, but mm-hmm. This past Saturday was a little bit different. A Christmas market took place. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I met Pastor Jamie and I met with Jenny. It's been a few months now, and we asked, what's the need? Where is the need? And she said, teens. Our teens they kind of get lost in the mix. And so I was like, that is what we want. We want to target the need. So we partnered with her, got a list of families, reached out to them, we went on the basis of want, need, where, read. And then we had toiletry items that were separate from that. So we called all the families, got all of the things that they wanted, needed, sizes for clothing, and each family was able to go through and shop for their child while their teen was hanging out having a party in our kids area. So
well, that's great, and I know it was a special day for them to come together and do that. A lot of work went into that.
It did.
A lot of planning, and you mentioned months.
Yes.
of planning, right?
Yes, months of planning. We kind of waited till a couple weeks prior to start shopping, but we had the help of Walmart. Walmart allowed us to come in and
Super.
Shop late, and they set aside registers for us. The dollar store right up the road donated some buggies for the day, so we had shopping carts, and we had a whole team of people to bring that day together.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I sort of see it maybe a recurring project that will be needed not just this year, but perhaps the next and the next. But
yeah, it will always be a need.
You mentioned the volunteers. How many folks, roughly, and you may not have a good round number, but I'll put you on the spot. How many volunteers did it take to do the calling, to do the shopping, to be actually be there and assist the families Saturday?
How many? We probably collectively, leading up to it, had about 60 volunteers.
Wow.
And we had several who put in hours. So the ladies we had calling and scheduling these families put in hours of time, of their time, to make this happen. So we could not have done it without the incredible team of people we had working on this project.
Well, that's wonderful. And how many overall families do you have an idea? Do you all have an idea how many families were served through this?
It was 62 kids.
Okay.
I think it was 29 or 30 families altogether.
Okay. And some of those families, you know, have more than one child, and
yes.
and that's where the need really comes in, where you might have three or four children in a home that need something. So
absolutely, yeah.
Well, it was a great idea, and it came to be. And Jenny, I know you're happy about it, and feel very thankful for what happened.
Extremely thankful, because we do a Christmas event as well, and to only have part of it to do. They took the teenagers. We did the kids under 12.
Okay, wonderful.
It made our load a little easier to split that up, and so it was a huge help financially and with the manpower, because it does take a lot of volunteers to pull it off.
Definitely. Well, we are excited to hear about it, and we just appreciate you telling us about it. There may be somebody listening, Jenny, that might want to contribute to Nana's Nest to help out in a way. Is there a contact information that they can get more info as to how to do that? Do you have an email or something that people can reach you?
All of our information is on our Facebook page. It's
okay.
Nana's Nest, Inc.
Okay.
We are in a separate building on Emmanuel Baptist campus. There's a brick building there. There is a locked box for cash or check donations. People can leave donations at the door.
Okay.
We do ask that they be clean and stain-free and things that are appropriate for children.
Okay. Well, wonderful, because I'm sure someone is listening right now that it wants to help maybe before Christmas next week and get you something. So we'll try to get that word out. And Heather, just appreciate all the volunteers and everyone that worked so hard in getting this to come about.
And Miss Jenny for making this happen. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have had the contacts.
Thank
we
you.
Wouldn't have had the people. So
there you go.
We wouldn't have the need. So thank you.
Very good. The Let Hope In initiative has been a great initiative. And is there anything else coming up between now and Christmas? Have we gone through all of those? It seems like there might be one more thing that might be happening.
Yeah, we deliver Christmas tree cakes to the jail, to the inmates.
Okay.
And then we take lunch to the staff there. Everything else is kind of wrapped up. We've had a lot going on this Let Hope In initiative, and this weekend is our Let Hope In services. So that's Saturday and Sunday, and that will wrap up our Let Hope In season.
Okay, well, super. And River Lake Church does a lot of great things for the community. We're grateful for that.
Thank you.
We appreciate you ladies for stopping in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Jenny Payne, Heather Harper, we are grateful for you, and enjoy your drinks from the Hive.